with a procession of bringing in His Holiness picture, and then, okay, then and have then a mandala offering to His Holiness, and then Geshe Gelug is going to lead with the Tibetans, saying a long life prayer for His Holiness in Tibetan, and we're distributing copies of the long life prayer in English, and we'll just read it silently in English while they're reciting it in Tibetan, and we'll collect those at the end of the at the end of the long life prayer, and we'll start serving. After that, then one of the students from Duke will talk about the Losar celebrations in Tibet and India, and during that time we'll be distributing tea and Tibetan rice. And then there will be Tibetan music and a dance performance by the Tibetan students, and also by the Kadampatirs, that we have a dance group here as well. And then we'll finish with dedication prayers. So that's the overall agenda for today. So when Geshe Gelug gets here, as they say, we'll be coming in through the rear door, and we can just stand and we'll welcome His Holiness in to the Gampa at that time. Are there any questions? While we have a minute, I'll just I'm going to have to get out to the back as soon as Geshe Gelug gets here, but I did have a copy of the Earth Pig that came. I didn't get a big blow up of it, and I didn't coordinate with Chris to put it up on the screen. But this is the. I'll just read the text. The Tibetan New Year is one of the most important and joyful holidays for Tibetans. February 5th was the actual Losar, but we were celebrating today on the 10th. And this is the Earth Pig Year 2146 on the Tibetan calendar. In Tibetan astrology, there is a 12-year cycle with each year represented by a different animal. The pig is one of them, and associated with one of the five elements, earth, water, fire, wind, and iron. So that in effect means that there's a 60-year cycle of the 12 animals and the five signs that are similar to the represented by the different colors in the Tibetan prayer flags. So, as I said, this is the year of the Earth Pig. I might say this became interesting to me because I happened to go to India and Nepal on a pilgrimage back a few years ago on my 60th, when I was 60. And it turned out that that was the same year that my birth year. So I found out that I was a wood monkey. And that made everything made sense then. Okay, so we'll start as soon as Geshe Gelug gets here, and they're bringing the food and stuff as well. So things are sort of will be starting shortly.
It's on page 8, and the gold prayer book is the 97. It's the short mandala offering. Saji perki jushing meto cha. Sangye Jingdu Mikte Jetsun Lama Dampa Kena Kichu Kukala Kense Chujin Tri Jita Tsampe Duje Zima Laja Gecherki Charpa Waptusu Idam Guru Ratamadalakam Niryatayami.
We'll say a refuge pointed to the prayer. Then we chant four images of it in English. English is Tibetan. Four images of it.
Okay. Okay. So in the Go Prayer Book, please turn to page 98. And we'll chant the refuge and bodhicitta prayer in Tibetan.
In English.
In, oh, we'll say it in English.
Yeah, the
okay. All right. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By thy merits I curate through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By thy merits I curate through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. Now, let's see. Turn to page 37 in the same book. And if you don't have the Gold Prayer Book, but you have the white binder, just turn to the page that has... that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers, and then we'll chant the words in the musical notes. So we're going to chant Four Measurables Chanting Version on page 37. Sanchanta Chedewa Dong Dewe Gyu Dempaju chi du ya dan du ya gi gu dang de wa ju chi du ya me Dewa Dhammi Dre War Ju Chi Nyerin Chadam Nidam Dewe Tanyom Lane Parjuchi. Oh, one time? Okay. So let's go back to page 34, 35. So we'll read it in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So maybe two more prayers, okay, then we'll stop. Okay. Maybe seven in Tibet. Seven in Tibet.
Okay, let's see. So turn to page, let's see, was it 30? Let's see, 27? And we'll chant the seven limb prayer. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo nge sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che shak Kye pa ge wa nam la je yi rong Kor wa ma tong bar du le ju ne Ro la che ki ko lo kor wa dong Da jen gen am John Chu Chen Pongo.
So maybe a long line is on this stanza, four line, short one.
Okay, sure.
And my teacher's long line, and also number of
okay. Okay, so turn to page 244 and 245, and we'll chant the long life prayer. So first for His Holiness. Gandhi rawe korwe shinkamdi pendande wa malu shunwene chenre zikwan ten zingyatsoi shape sita badu ten juchik. And then on the bottom of 245 for Gimekan Rinpoche Chitsun Losam Dalek. Jonu iye na la wang shotu awatare tsembarab sopa lozange we de ton leg pelsho shashun gengyo lama so wadeb. Then on page 244 for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Tu tsu chan jin jang gung ge we ten zing kyon pe we Kunzu dog pote chok sum kul weller moon to do pa dog so do je gun do jab ten show.
Good morning. The pig turned into a cat. maybe the mic's slipping. Hello? 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 Can you hear? Oh, good. Again. Good morning. So I think this morning, I'm not sure, like, the Kinzo Rinpoche, my teacher who came here two times here. So we, like all the students from all over the world, we organize long life prayer because he turns into 80 years old. So we had long life puja, I think, Sunday, early morning, Sunday, like. So then many of the members participated into this long life ceremony, so everything went very well. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And also on behalf of all my Tibetan friends here, all the students, I would like to wish you very happy Tibetan Losar. And may this Tibetan New Year brings you and your family peace, prosperity, and love, and also good health, and also success in your precious human life. Okay, thank you.
Were you going to say the long life prayer in Tibetan?
No, we just say stanza.
Okay, so, okay, these out, but we'll just
yeah.
We'll collect these. And then
okay.
All right. Since we just did the short long life prayer for His Holiness, we won't be reading the long life prayer in Tibetan or in English. So if you could collect those, and so we could start with the food. So we'll go to the talent part of the program, and first there'll be remarks on Losa by Tenzin Yanki. And just speak.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tenzin Yanki. I am currently a student at Duke University. I study environmental engineering. So I was born in India, grew up in India, in a small town called Ladakh in northern India. I went to Tibetan schools there, and later moved to a different Tibetan school in a different state in India again, and then spent the last 2 years of my high school in UK, and here I am. In North Carolina, studying at Duke. So today I basically want to talk about what Losar is and what Losar means to me and how I celebrate Losar back home. So Losar is basically Tibetan way of saying a new year. And when we say Losar Tashi Delek, it means happy new year in Tibetan. So this year marks the beginning of 2146 year, according to Tibetan astrology and Tibetan calendar. And it is also known as the Earth Peak Year this year. And Losar this year fell on the same day as the Lunar New Year, but last year it was at a different day. So it depends on the astrology itself. So growing up, Losar was something that I would eagerly wait for, because Losar consists of both intense preparation, but also a huge celebration that would last for almost 3 days. So before Losar arrives back home, few weeks in advance, we would start cleaning our houses, paint our houses, and also make pastries and cupcakes that you would get to taste later. And also go for shopping with my family to make sure that we get everything we need for the celebration. And when the day arrives, what happens is on the very first day, we wake up quite early in the morning. We would get ourselves dressed in the Tibetan traditional dresses, like the one I'm wearing right now. It's called chupa. And after that, we would sit together in a circle, and then we would have all our meals. And before beginning to eat the meal, to the traditional meals that we have prepared, we would the oldest in the family would start the new year by praying in Tibetan and also saying some Tibetan sayings in Tibetan in a traditional way. So that's how we begin the day, and our main dish would basically be grounded roasted barley along with homemade yogurts that we make, and we have dried cheeses and all other different goodies that we prepare for that special day. So as a kid, my main excitement was getting along and going to my cousin's places or having this big extended family gathering, because that's when we come all together and really celebrate our Tibetan identity and celebrate our Tibetan roots. So I really, really enjoyed doing so when I was growing up. But since I was away from home for such a long time, actually this is my fifth time celebrating Losar away from home, but I was very lucky enough to celebrate 2 days, 2 years in a row, here at Kadampa Center. This is my third year celebrating Losar, so I'm very, very happy to be here and celebrating this Losar with all of you. For me, celebrating Losar basically is connecting back to my Tibetan roots and feeling Tibetan really being grateful that for me being a Tibetan and like Tibetan culture, celebrate them all together. So that's my Losar experience, how I celebrate back home. And typically in Tibet, we would celebrate Losar for almost 15 days until the 15th day of the first month. But like in exile, most of the time we only celebrate until the third day. Yeah, that's all. Hope you learned something.
One second. So we are going to say like tea offering prayer and like the rice offering prayer. Okay. 영어지에 나도 매도 나티신도 왜 나도 되자 동구자에도 주도도 소나시 주주나 줘봐 어마어마어마어마 This rice offering 나서 근제 세라 탐제도 군조숨다 나야입니다 지 군조숨 부준도 줘봐도 군조숨제 칠라주봐 남다시 선생에 대비되 알아도 장고도 저제 대제 남도 땅고 대비제 담바온 게 날라 줘봐 라시 대제 일에 마유자 나서 남제 대마도 줘봐 구일로 모차리 지저봐 코로나 줘봐 남다 줘봐 어마어마어마 Yeah, enjoy, please. So the one thing that, like, if you take a photo, then please, you know, like, I request you to not to post online because some of the students from Tibet. So please, no. So. No.
Hi everybody, good morning. My name is Punso Wangjil, and I'm from Amdo, Tibet. I'm a current Duke student. So today I'm going to sing a very traditional Tibetan song, and it will be very slow. The lyrics, I personalized the song a little bit for this event, which is what we do traditionally. So I'll have a piece of silk katak, and then in the lyrics it says, the katak in my hands, there are 8 auspicious symbols on it, and I offer this to Gipsila, and then may Buddhism flourish. Something like that, yeah. So,
do you want me to hold this? I can hold this for you.
It's okay. I'll just ask.
Okay. So no, I'm not gonna use the cat. Okay.
Thank you very much. I was wondering if perhaps the other students, if you could just introduce yourselves, or would you like to do that?
Greetings, everyone. My name is Tenzin Cheong. You can call me Ten because it's easy to pronounce. I would like to tell you a bit about Tenzin, right? There is a Tenzin joke that is all around the world because they say there's so many Tenzins, so many Tibetans who are Tenzins. They are like, because we call, especially in the Western world, we call each other by our first name. So you are like Tenzin A, Tenzin B, Tenzin C, so many Tenzins. Essentially, Tenzin means Buddha follower. So Ten means Tenpa, which means Buddha, and Zin means follower. So our names, not every Tibetan's first name is Tenzin, but those Tibetan like us, like she's Tenzin Yanggi, I'm Tenzin Cheong, that Tenzin means our names were given by Dalai Lama, and Dalai Lama is a position, and his name is Tenzin Gyatso. So that's where the Tenzin comes from, and that's the definition behind Tenzin. I just wanted to clarify this to you guys. So we're supposed to give introductions. My name is Tenzin Cheong again. Yeah, you can call me Ten. It's easier to pronounce, easier to just say it. I am a first-year Duke student, so I just came here for the first time. I have a similar background to her. I was born and brought up in India, so my grandparents flew... came to India as refugees after the occupation. And I was brought up in Dharamsala, where the Tibetan government in exile, where the Dalai Lama's residence in India is. And I went to similar Tibetan schools in India. And then I went to, it's called UWC Atlantic College in the UK for the last 2 years of my high school. And here I am in Duke University. And I hope you have a nice day.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rinchen Doma. I am currently a junior at Duke University, and I'm from Nepal, so I was born and raised there. And Losar for me is something very special because it was something I looked forward to ever since I was very young, and it was one of the biggest celebrations that we had in our household. So coming here and being able to celebrate it over here and with everybody was really nice for the past 2 years, and it's so great to be able to do it here again. And I just want to wish everybody a happy New Year and Losar Tashitele.
Hi everyone, my name is Loden Lansang. I'm a little different from everyone else. I'm actually from Wisconsin, but my parents, yeah. But my parents were born in India, and I am Tibetan. But it's definitely different here because at home, it's like we have a huge temple. We have a really nice Losar celebration that we do. But here, it's really nice and heartwarming to see everyone out here. It still feels like a community, and Losar Tashila, everyone.
Thank you very much. And now we have a couple of... turns out there's just a small group of dancers. I think a total of two. We had some attrition in among the Duke students as well. Several of them were ill and weren't able to come today, so they extend their regrets, but that also has sort of curtailed the dancing part of the program from the Tibetan side. So I'll just check with Joy and see if they're ready to... Are you okay? Okay, ready to go? Okay.
And while the Kanapa Center Dharma dancers take their bows and depart, Geshe Sangpo asked me to relay to everyone his Losar Tashi Dile wishes. He stayed in India for the Long Life Puja that just happened, and he will be home very soon, within a couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to seeing him again.
So I think that concludes the thing. So we just do dedication prayers.
In the Go Prayer Book, please turn to page 191. Oh.
Yeah. Can you hear? Oh, yeah, good. So now we are going to recite 21,000 praises for bringing success to the Kadamba Center and also remove the obstacles to host Light of the Path retreat in the future, near future. And also for all the families who come to Kadamba Center, so then bring happiness, prosperity, success. So this 21 Tara praises is dedicated for that, okay?
In the white prayer book, it's on the pages that are colored green. So it's on page 191 in the gold prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tar, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tar, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tar, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, earth, your birds, turbulent lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned. Giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumphed without limb. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Duttata, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar. Honored by the host of spirits, corpses, his gandavas, yeah. Homage with her tre and pace, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressed and left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dread destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her finger, so adorn her with ritual mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of mirthful laughing with Duttare, subjugating Mara's day. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorneth crescent, moon on onamas mushin. Amitabha in her hair, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she mithritha blaze like the undending fire abiding. Righteous flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroy. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot, sailing with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. She with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezeth whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to re with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the stamping 63 roads, meru mandara and vindi, homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of devalek. As by spoken Tara and totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings and the kinaras do all, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels drenchings and calm. Homage she whose dries bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dress of spirit yakshas, and race corpus sumti ture. These praises with rule mantras and prostrations are Sar 21. Now the prayer of benefits is on page 190, so we're going backwards. Do 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spears, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
And so if anybody would like to offer a kata to His Holiness, we do have some katas here that you can borrow. And
maybe one second. Maybe would you mind to repeat after me that we have saying in Losar, so how we with the way we greet people. So first one is called Tashi Dele. Yeah. So Tashi, I'll probably give brief explanations. Tashi is like, Tashi refers to the cause. Dele, you know, is the result. So the cause of, you know, for happiness, according to Buddhism, is like a positive, you know, positive mindset. Positive mindset. So like, say, what we call three draw, body, speech, mind. So saying something nice and thinking something wonderful and doing something physical, doing good. So that's the cause for happiness, okay? Tashi Delek. So Tashi refers to the cause. Delek is the result. Then there is the Pusunso means excellence, not just result, you know, excellent result. Almost perfect. Not quite perfect, but almost perfect. So then Emma Pauto. Can you repeat? Emma Pauto. Emma Pauto. Emma Pauto. Sometimes people say Ama or Emma. So I think like Emma, that's like divine language. It's like quite, it means like wow. Amazing. It's like Emma. Pauto means good looking. Good looking. Emma Pauto. Wow, good looking. Emma Pauto. Now Kungkam Sang. Kungkam Sang means good health, physical health, good health. Tendu Dewa. Tendu Dewa. That means like ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness. Okay, ultimate happiness. Or everlasting happiness. Tendu Dewa. Toparsho means may you achieve ultimate happiness. Tendu Dewa Toparsho. Then Kongne. Kongne. Kongdu. Pewarsho. Means increase forever, you know, increase like that. Okay, thank you. Yeah. So now maybe dedication, then finish. Dedication. Yeah. Maybe Shanti Deva dedication.
The Gold Prayer Book, let's read the dedication by Master Shantideva on page 246 and 247. It's on the back of the sheet that says Kadampa Center Prayers if you have the white binder. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the fright cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now, seven Tara mantras of Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 On page 245.
Oh, yeah. Tenzin. Now light is getting longer and longer. My voice is getting weaker and weaker. Mejembe wambo jombe ya kajengebe so
Thank you.